Thank you for tuning into this episode of Dante's Inferno. I appreciate you sharing your time and energy with me. I do not take it for granted. I love you. Namaste. You're going to get a ton of value from this episode. At least I hope you do. That's the intent. So enjoy. What's up? It's Dante from TakeActionLifestyles.com. And in this video, I actually didn't have a topic. Normally when I wake up in the morning, a line, a sentence, a headline sticks out. And I'm like, oh, okay. That's what I'm going to talk about today. It kind of just comes from, you know, wherever you believe in. I believe in the universe, consciousness. You could say it came from that. You could say it came from God, whatever you're into. But it usually comes. Today, nothing really came. And today was kind of, when I woke up, it was kind of, there's a lot of resistance, right? I kind of woke up and it was kind of like in a weird fog. I was like, that's interesting, right? Because most of the time, what the majority of people do when they wake up, get a sip of that delicious Earl Grey black tea. Oh, my favorite. Most of the time what people do is they wake up in whatever mood they happen to be in, that's more or less what they're going to feel for the rest of the day. What we teach at our company, here's the plug, drum roll, energyawarenesstraining.com, boom. What we teach our students and clients is that you have all the power. You control your thoughts, feelings, and emotions because you are actually the conductor for energy. What the hell does that mean? Well, within the world, there are two dominant forces and a lot of sub-forces within that. So the two forces are low vibrational energy and high vibrational energy. Low vibrational energy, bear with me, I'll go into what these are so it doesn't sound crazy or like what the hell out there. Stress, anxiety, depression, frustration, anger, resentment, guilt, shame. Every negative emotional state, that's what's in this category. And we say low vibrational energy as an all-compassing category that just has all of those in it. Now, high vibration, you can add worry and fear and uncertainty to that list as well. High vibrational energy is you're feeling good. You're able to laugh. You feel good in your body. You are certain that you're going to be okay. Nothing's wrong. You're at ease. Everything's flowing. You're moving. You're getting things done. You're taking action. You are... see, free-flowing, expressive, it's not tight, it's not constrictive, it's peaceful, happiness, joy, gratitude, abundance, I already said that, loving, funny, amused, not worried, not stressed. So most people when they wake up, whatever state they're in, that plays out and that's what they carry, that's the energy they carry with them. And because energy actually gets to a place before you do, they send that energy to their work, they send that energy to, you know, their car, like it's like a field that hits everything. Now, that doesn't make a lot of sense if you haven't been through our training. I get that. But I'm going to give you a little bit here and there of what we teach because I can't tell you everything. It's like 20 plus hours of content in one live stream. But understand that your energy gets to a place before you do, which is why it's so important in the morning to do what we teach you, which is called your platform, your energy platform. To get you out of that state of, oh, I gotta do this, oh, of that state of distraction, chaos, mayhem, anxiety, worry, oh, I gotta do this. But mainly, to get you out of that state of, you're not actually here in the present moment. For instance, let's check and see how you're doing right now, listening to this live stream. Are you actually listening to this live stream and looking at my face and maybe these weird sunglasses in the hat? Actually, I think they're pretty cool, these cool sunglasses. Or are you in your head thinking about something, worrying about something, stressed about something? How you doing over there? This morning, I was stressed and all kinds of stuff was going on in there. And then I did my platform, did some EPR, energetic process and release, bring up the feelings we don't want, breathe them out. Now I'm back to baseline. I'm also healing and recovering, right? I haven't been smoking for 4 weeks. There are some effects to not smoking and having been smoking for 9 years that contributes probably, my guess. I'm not, you know, a scientist. I'm not monitoring all my blood levels and stuff. I don't know for sure, but I'm pretty sure it's contributing to like the stress and distraction. So I'm very patient with myself. I'm very like, okay, I'm understanding of that. I factor that in as I'm talking and I factor that into like my energy platform and releasing all the stuff. But point being, I didn't have a topic this morning. Nothing came. There's a lot of resistance to speaking. There's a lot of irritation, agitation. So I kind of just did my platform. Afterwards, I kind of sat here before I turned the camera on. I was like, Breathe it in. Breathe the stress in. Breathe it out. Sometimes it helps if you can pinpoint what you're stressed about and then focus on that and then release that. So why am I irritated? I just feel irritated. But that's an excuse. That's a cop-out. That's resistance. But like, dive into it more. Why are you irritated? What are you resisting? Maybe you're resisting just being grateful. Maybe you're actually just resisting that state of high vibrational energy. You're resisting feeling good. Because like, whenever we feel good, most of the time I guess sometimes someone can give us that feeling, but we're allowing ourselves to get that feeling. We have all the power. Not everybody's trained to like shift and move their energy, which makes sense, but resistance. Let's just focus on that. What are you resisting in your life right now? What are you resisting doing or not doing? Why haven't you started working on your health? Why haven't you started maybe reading or buying a program or starting that thing you've been wanting to start or calling up that person? Or just being grateful, right? Just like focusing on that state of gratitude. Like, I am so grateful for this phone. I'm so grateful for these sunglasses. I'm so grateful for the fact I'm alive and I woke up today. That's an amazing gift, right? If I didn't wake up, I'd be dead. That would suck. I mean, who knows? Maybe something after this, I wake up in a field of clouds and I'm just like, oh, and I have all my favorite foods and people and music and all kinds of stuff. Maybe. That would be cool. But also, this is pretty cool. The experience of being a human being. Sometimes it's difficult and challenging, for sure. But overall, it's pretty amazing. Like, you didn't get to choose coming into this planet as a human being. You just did. You're just born, exited a vagina, you're here. But wouldn't you say going from having nothing, as far as we know, to then being a human being, that's pretty cool. Having nothing to now being a human being. That's pretty interesting. Now I get it. There's what we call low vibrational energy and all the states I described at the beginning of this live stream that it like sinks its teeth into you very subtly. Much like a mosquito, it can't just come up to you and say, hey, can I wreck your life? No, because you're going to say no. You're going to be like, I'm good. But it has to come with you in the form of upfront pleasure, right? Because if you take the pleasure, which most people do, then it can hit you with the pain afterwards. What's an example of this? For me, right? I used to be a smoker, 9 years. But I quit, and I am a non-smoker today. Smoking a cigarette. Let's say I go out to a bar or venue or something, and someone goes and he's like, a guy comes up to me, he's like, hey, you want to smoke? What comes up? Oh, if I smoke it, I'll feel good. Ah, pleasure. But what happens if I smoke that and I get the upfront pleasure, that hit of pleasure? Self-attack, I hate myself, you know, I screwed up 4 months. My body's taking, you know, all this damage and chemicals, it's shitty. You know, the brain fog's gonna come back, more stress, more frustration. This whole downward cycle, chain reaction of catastrophic, horrible consequences from this one thing. But I got that for pleasure, right? That's that process right there, where something entices you and you take it and then it messes you up long term, like cigarettes, maybe alcohol, could be sex. Oh, just put it in. Don't worry about the condom, just put it in. Then you have a kid, or you have an STD, or like HIV. I just interviewed someone, a friend of mine, Axel, just had him on the podcast and on the YouTube channel. He has HIV. Could you imagine living with HIV? Oh, but my boss said this. What if he had HIV? But your boss wouldn't fucking really matter as much, would it? But there's no perspective, there's no context, and that's not your fault. Every time you wake up in the morning, your day resets. So what we teach in our program is that, especially in the mornings, but anytime there's a transitional period, but the mornings is a very, very strong transitional period because you're just waking up, you're coming back into your body, you're coming back into waking consciousness. During that time, you are fucking vulnerable. So it's very important that you the first thing you do is get out of bed, taking back my energy, do your energy platform, clear, move the energy, and get yourself in a state of high vibrational energy. Because not only does that, you know, protect you, so to speak, against like stress, anxiety, all these negative states, it doesn't let it in. You're able to feel good in your body and carry that energy with you throughout your day, but it's protecting you throughout the entire day. But if you don't do that, if you wake up in the morning, you're just like, and you let whatever stress or worry sink its hooks into your fucking mind, that's what you're going to carry with you throughout the entire day. And your day is fucked, so to speak. Excuse the language. So it's important, especially in the morning, right? So something I say, buy the product if you want to learn how, but here's something that I will give you that helps tremendously. As soon as you wake up in the morning, focus on something you are grateful for. It could be, I'm alive today! Like, fucking sit up in your bed and scream it. Oh, it feels weird. Oh, I don't know. I can't do that. Why can't you do that, bro or girl? Why can't you? Why can't you? Because of the judgment of the people, you're done. That's it. Your day's done. Your life's done. You already let that. You let an external force in. Not your groundedness and who you are. I am Christy. I am Axel. I am Dante. I don't give a shit what you think. I am me, and I'm going to be me. No, you're already in reaction. You're done. You're done. You're done. Unless you do your platform and get back on top of the, like, who you are, get back on top of the energy, make that energy your bitch, you're done. You are done. So when I say, hey, tomorrow when you wake up, say, focus on something you're grateful for, sit up in your bed, clap your fucking hands, and maybe scream that thing, I am grateful to be alive! I got roommates, they're probably saying, what the fuck is wrong with Dante right now? That doesn't matter because I'm taking back my energy. Why is it so important? Although sounds a little corny, I get it, depending on what backgrounds you come from. Why is it so important to have that, to be able to shift into that? Because what happens when you get a little bit of stress or a little bit of judgment? Or a little bit of anxiety, or a little bit of anger, a little bit of depression, nostalgic thoughts, thoughts of the past, thoughts of the future. And you let it in, you let it wash over you, like a nice, comfortable blanket. And then pretty soon, you're fucking hooked on a thought loop, it's racing. Oh, I'm thinking about this person, oh, I'm stressed about it, this thing, you're out of your fucking body, you're not in the present moment, you're stuck in the future, stuck in the pain, worrying about something, cortisol's racing, you know, cortisol's being released through your body, you're stressed, it's eating away at your immune system, your physical health is suffering, your emotional health is suffering because you don't feel good when you're stressed, your mental health is suffering because you're not focused on things that are going to help improve your life in the long term, you're focused on bullshit, your spiritual, you know, health is tanking as well because that kind of, it's like the all-encompassing. Your finances take a hit because are you effective when you're stressed out? No. Are you effective when you're depressed? No. You just want to lay in bed. You want to take less action, not more action. It's not efficient. It's like having, it's like a race car with like 15 different chains and anchors attached to it. And it's trying to drive, wheels spinning, smoke's coming out. Because there's fucking anchors. The anchors are stress. Anchors are depression. It's anxiety. It's anger. It's all this crap. And when you wake up in the morning, you have this resistance toward just being happy and just being present. Just being at ease. Just feeling good. When you have that resistance, it ruins your days. And it ruins your life on a long timeline. It's important to have the awareness. Why energy awareness training, the awareness is huge. Are you aware of that resistance? Most people are not. I added somebody on Snapchat yesterday and she's like ranting in her car about something. And I was just laughing because like, you have a body, but you are not a body. You are a being of infinite consciousness or spirit or soul, whatever. You know, some of you guys, some of you, some of you have grown up with Christian influences, Catholic influences, whatever. Certain religions, certain beliefs have been thrust upon you. And you decided, oh, that is cool. I will believe that. Or, that's weird. I don't think I believe that. Regardless, whatever you believe, I believe in consciousness in the universe. Whatever you believe, apply this now. You are an infinite being. An infinite soul, an infinite vessel, an infinite thing of consciousness, infinite spirit, whatever makes sense to you. Because you're an infinite being, you have to deal with the human body and the human experience. Now, It's important to know that, like this girl in the Snapchat, you're not your body. You're not those feelings. You're not those thoughts. You're not those emotions. You're the silent observer behind them, the infinite being. The thoughts come to the infinite being. The feelings come to the infinite being. The emotions come to the infinite being. But you are not those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So I'm watching, you know, I'm watching on Snapchat because occasionally I'll all day long after this live stream, I post a live stream across all social media platforms, and then I go to each social media platform, I catch up on notifications, I'll dive in, engage with people, because I'm trying to build the following, trying to build more eyeballs on what we're doing, to then enhance the likelihood that people will buy the product and change their life and free themselves of emotional suffering, so they can achieve what we say is completely possible, and lots of our clients and students have achieved, emotional freedom, the ability to be happy all day, every single day for the rest of your life. Pretty cool, right? I think so. So I'll hop on all these different social media platforms and engage with people. I'll comment, I'll get their attention on what we're doing, which long-term results in more customers. Now, I hopped on Snapchat, replied to some people, replied to some snaps, looked at some stories, commented on it, snapped back, and then I saw this girl's Snapchat I just recently added. And she was just ranting about something like, well, she was like, you know what? If you want help, just don't fucking talk to me anymore about help, because I'm tired of helping people, because, man, like, they just want too much, and it's never enough, and she's, like, ranting for, like, 2 minutes, just long-ass Snapchat story, and I'm laughing, because I'm, like, this, like, resentment feeling, or this anger, this irritation has you. It has you. I also watched a video yesterday. On my previous mentor, Sasha Daygame, at sashapua.com. Worked for him for 2.5 years, 8 months unpaid as an intern, and then as a junior coach for about 2 years. Now, I watched this video that he released talking about what's wrong with most men these days. And it was a very, very well done video, super clever. I think he's gonna get a ton of sales from that video because it was very well done. Basically, he sat down with a kid, young guy in college, and he's like, so what's up? He's holding up a sign the whole time though, right? That's why the kid stopped. The sign says free, you know, free advice from a dating coach or something like that. Kid stops. He's like, oh, you know, haven't been fresh from a breakup. It's been about like, you know, a month since, you know, he's had sex. And Sasha's like, okay, you know, cool, cool. So what, you know, why haven't you, you're a pretty handsome guy. Like, why aren't you just having tons of dates and stuff? And the kid's like, well, you know, just blah, blah, blah. And he's like, well, where do you meet most of your, you know, the girls you've been with? And he's like, well, you know, my friends usually, dating apps, the huge. He's like, yeah, the huge is why you're fucking sucking right now. And the huge sucks. So I don't know if you know this, but we grew up in a society that we had no part in making. We just came into this world and we're part of this fucking crazy society. And let's just stop for a second and realize how crazy the world we live in is. There's like murder and shit blowing up. You know, in Paris, a building just recently burned down. There's taxes, like, whoa, crazy. So that's called a system. It's a system, right? You have a country, has laws, systems for living, a system for you to live within that. You have to pay your taxes or the IRS will fucking smack down on your ass and throw you in prison or take your shit. If you commit crimes, you'll be locked up or killed or shot. Depending on your skin color, you might just get shot anyway. It's fucked up, right? A bunch of humans with lots of money and power created laws and structures that we have to follow or get the fuck out of country or go to prison. So within this system, for a great period of time in the Industrial Revolutionary Age, they wanted you to be a worker to help make more money, to give them more power and money. So the educational system was designed to just make you a non-thinking kind of cog in a machine, in a wheel, to just generate profits and not be thinking for yourself and questioning, just follow orders. And if you think about it, when you go into school, you have 8 hours a day, you have to ask to go use the bathroom, you have to wait to eat, you have to sit there and learn whatever they decide you're required by law to learn. Some of it's cool, basic math, basic English, learning how to read and write, necessary, But like Gary Vee says in one of his videos, he failed science because he doesn't give a fuck about Saturn. And that guy is about to, you know, close to making $1 billion and buying the New York Jets. I don't have $1 billion. I don't have $1 million yet. But the educational system is not your friend. Can you use it to your advantage? For sure. If you want to be a lawyer, a nurse, you got to go through schooling. That's just the way it is. You got to go through it until shit changes. That's the current structure and how you have to operate and what you have to do. So he explains that within this structure, there's something we call social conditioning. What is social conditioning? So there is you watching, Sally, let's say for instance, Sally is Sally, and she's wonderful and awesome and amazing, and I love you and thank you for watching this live stream. Sally has her views about the world. She has her tendencies and quirks, just like I do and just like you do. Sally wants to express herself and be Sally. When she goes into the educational system, sometimes they say, shh, be quiet, don't do that. And Sally slowly stops being Sally. And as the years go on and more education and culture and social conditioning go by, she stops being Sally and she starts having anxiety and fear and stress, and she's withdrawn and quiet and she can't interact. And because she can't interact and be Sally, her social life suffers and she feels isolated, she feels alone. Her emotional and mental health deteriorates, much like mine did growing up through the school system. When I was a kid, I was running around playing, laughing, talking to everybody, making friends with everybody, kissing girls here and there. And then I went in the educational system, and you know, that's around that time I also sustained a lot of trauma from growing up in negative backgrounds and stuff, and that ate away at who I was. And there's a lot of fear. So social conditioning suppresses you. You feel you have to be a certain way. You can't be yourself. And the system, if you try to be yourself, usually picks upon you. And unless you're super strong and super grounded in what you are and you're just like, I don't give a shit. Fuck you. Unless you have that strong frame and you're grounded in that frame, which is why it's so important to have energy awareness training, because it allows you to be your fucking self and be happy, the best version of yourself, and actualize all your potential and live your dreams. So when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. Instead of like, oh, I'm stressed out about, I gotta fucking do this, and I'm my boss. And you're weak, and you've been taken out. This emotion, this energy is taking control of you, and it's running your life. Instead of you being in the driver's seat, running your own life. So when you go into this system, and I say this, you might detect hints of anger. It's because this all pisses me off, and I wish it was different, which is why I make these videos. So I'm not actually angry at you. I actually love you. Namaste. Thank you so much. Let me just take a moment to thank you. Thank you so much for watching this live stream. Your attention means the world. So you get this social conditioning. He's telling the kid this, right? Within the span of like 30 seconds, he does this like massive rant, just like displays everything wrong with why this system is here, what's wrong with the system and social conditioning in general. So then he's like, well, why don't you just go talk to a girl right now? And the guy's like, but what is that? What is that for a second? What is that? What is that feeling of massive anxiety? Why can't the guy just go up and talk to the girl that he's attracted to and vice versa? What is stopping that man from talking to that girl? Is he ever like have a red dot because someone's like in a building 5 miles away about to take him out if he goes talks to the girl? Is there a massive tribe of like people with spears about to come out and stab him to death if he talks to the girl? If he talks to the girl, will everyone just look at him and start laughing? Why does that matter? That's an energy. That's an energy that is in your body. What is something that makes you nervous or something that is scary to you? Let's say getting in, you know, being in a movie theater halfway through the movie and standing up, turning to everybody and going, I love you! And then walking out. That's going against the social conditioning. You have to be this way. Granted, we all don't want that all the time because we come to the movies to watch a movie. But it's the fact that you're scared to do that. That there is that energy within you controlling you. Because that's a very dramatic example to display a point. But what is not so dramatic and what is actually very subtle is how that the reason you can't do that is also the reason why you can't do fucking anything within your life. And you're being weighed down and drowning in anxiety, drowning in you can't be yourself. So it all starts with the small things. To make big things happen, you have to make small things happen. The small thing is, what are you resisting? What am I resisting right now? What traumas are you resisting? You're stuffing down. That's not your friend. I know you think you're avoiding right now some consequence or crazy whatever thought, because our brains and minds have a way of spiraling out and playing out the worst case scenario, which 99.9% doesn't happen. And I understand you're going to take that 1% and go, but that 1%! I understand. Whatever you're suppressing and holding back, it's eating away at your life like acid, like a tapeworm, just running its way through you, sucking all your life. The consequence most likely won't happen, and whatever you think is going to happen, it's going to be dramatically less than what you think is going to happen. When I put out 2 pages of all my insecurities, fears, and traumas to the world, I cried afterwards. I started sobbing. I closed my laptop and I put my phone in airplane mode because I didn't want to read the notifications. It was so like to like put it out to the world. But once I did, I felt relief, instant relief, and also instant tears. How funny. I put it out to the world and I was scared of the judgment, and then I started crying and there was relief. I let that go. Did I let all of it go? No, but I let a good chunk of it go by doing that. I used the social conditioning. I used the people as a way to kind of get some of that poison out, some of that pain out. And I felt better because of it. And that put me on the path that led me to Glenn, which now I'm releasing more trauma every single day, which is making me become happier and take more action. Had an amazing workout session last night. I hate working out, getting more okay with it each time I do it. So probably like a couple months from now, it'll just be a habit and it'll be fine. I'll be cool with it. But there's a lot of resistance there. But also it's amazing because I'm starting to work out. And I didn't do that before. I quit smoking, which I didn't do before. For 9 years I smoked. I don't like drinking anymore. I prefer my tea. I did some yoga last night. I'm reading books consistently now. I'm working all day long consistently now. I'm in a good mood. I'm joking a lot. I stay dominantly out of logic and thinking and like, oh, the thoughts that, no, I'm like, how can we just fucking like loosen up, man, and just not take ourselves so fucking seriously and like just let go? Because what is that seriousness doing for us? It's like cementing us in this image, you know, your ego, like, oh, this is who I am. And like, anytime you step out of that, you're like, no, no, I can't do that. I can't do that. Oh, I can't stand up in the movie theater. Oh, I can't go talk to that girl. Right, so eventually, going back to the example of Sasha, he tells the kid, come on, normally I charge people $4,000 to take a program with me, or no, excuse me, $5,000 to take a program with me, but I'll give you 5 minutes of free coaching right now. So the kid's like, all right. So he's like, okay, cool. What about that girl? So the guy sees her, he's like, yeah, okay. So he goes to her, and the camera kind of slows down, right? Because we all know it. We all know it as a guy, to face, and as a girl, As any human being, to face your fear, to move through that energy and let it pass through you and understand that you will not die, nothing bad is going to happen. It's hard to do that. So as you do that, it's like time slows down. You're getting present. And the camera's like, it's like slow motion. And the guy's walking. And there's this old lady with a walker. And he's like, oh, he kind of has to bypass the old lady. Walks around her. The girl kind of walks forward a little bit. He goes behind her. He's like, turns to the camera. He's like, I don't know, turns back, he kind of puts his hand out, the girl's walking, almost does it, and he's like, I can't, he's triggered, the feelings overwhelm him, it's possessed him, it's got him, he was almost there, almost to a freedom, and how good would he have felt if he would just like tap the girl, be like, hey, you're beautiful, and she'd have been like, thank you, or fuck you, or it doesn't even matter, because it's the fact that you attain freedom from yourself, and from these energies, of stress, anxiety, fear, worry, judgment, self-judgment, self-attack. So then Sasha laughed. He's like, hey, you know, take a program when you're ready, and kind of made a joke out of it. But look, this is going to rule your life if you don't start like today, like right now, taking control of it. Like, I know you have things you want to do. I know you have things you're dealing with. But this is the most important thing, because if you don't get this down, you're gonna have problems for the rest of your life. But it's the place it's coming from. I have challenges in my life right now, but I am amused with them and I'm taking massive action to solve them. Are you amused with your problems? Are you happy? Do you accept yourself? Do you love yourself? Do you love life? Are you getting everything you want in life right now? This skill set will give you all of that. It will unlock all of that for you. The trauma you're holding in, the pain you're holding in, it's making everything intense. It's making that, can you stand up in the movie theater and just say, I love you, and either sit back down or walk out. Is that intense for you? Or is it just like, whatever? I want to get you to that point. Whatever. Do a live stream, just talk about this information, whatever. There was a point I couldn't do this. There was a point I drove out 20 minutes to a place in the middle of nowhere in the desert. There was a, but not desert because there was like a highway and some trees and stuff, but 20 minutes out so no one could see me. I climbed out of the car, exited the vehicle, walked 10 minutes up this mountain, hid behind a tree, filmed a 2-minute video, watched it, decided it was the most horrible thing ever created, deleted it, went back to my vehicle, didn't make videos for another 6 months. Because the self-judgment, the self-attack was so strong. So much trauma, I couldn't just accept what I was and be like, ah, whatever. It's how you react to things. Changing that reaction to self-attack, to giving up, to no, I can't. Changing that to, I got this. Hilarious. This is amusing. I'm gonna go talk to that guy. I'm gonna go talk to that girl. I'm gonna ask for that raise, because I know my value. I'm gonna read that book. I'm gonna work on my body. I'm gonna work on myself. I'm gonna meditate. I'm just gonna be able to laugh and crack jokes. Don't you wanna be free from this? From your body? From the fucking system? From social conditioning? Don't you wanna just be yourself? To be Sally? To be Amy? To be Dante? To be Laura? I want you to be that, because you're, look, this is just completely selfish. You're fucking so much cooler when you're being yourself. Like, we all know, we can all sense it from people, you know? Like, Amy, I'm sure you've had some, you know, guys come up to you who are like maybe a little creepy or a little weird, and you're like, okay, I don't know what is going on here, but I sense something is off. I've seen that with guys. I've seen that with girls. It's like you're trying to get something. Why are you trying to get something? Because you don't have it already, right? Like, you're so much cooler when you're able to express yourself and just be you. I can make a joke and then you can laugh and participate and just build the vibe. And it's not like, or laughing too hard or being weird. And there's, let me make a distinction, because lots of people love to argue with me on Facebook about this. So let me just put it out there for the fucking world. There's a big difference between being eccentric and being fucking weird. Fucking weird is explaining behavior that is so disruptive to other people. And I'm gonna get to the difference here. That it's not relatable. If you start ripping your clothes off and rubbing shit all over your face and body, that is unrelatable. That is fucking weird. Now, that's dramatic, but I'm making a point. There are subcategories of that, that there's behavior in that, that is similar to that. Not at that level, but it's in that category. The other side of that, being eccentric, you have little quirks. You have little things like maybe you laugh in a certain way. That's funny, but it's not weird. Like, it's relatable. Like, oh, like I have some of those too. There's a difference. So, I don't want you to use like, but I'm weird and I'm just my weird self and nobody can relate to me, but I'm weird, I accept me. No, you're not accepting you. You're still holding on to some pain there. Like, it's obvious. I want you to get to a point where you have that celebrity like status, that vibe of like, you don't need anything, you don't need approval. And what that really is just complete self-acceptance and self-love. But like Leonardo DiCaprio, do you think he walks into the room, like scans the room for like, who's cool, who has the power? Is it okay to be me? No, he's just Leonardo DiCaprio. She's just Scarlett Johansson. And they probably do it to some extent too. Like, I get it. We have that biological hardwiring. Like, we're probably gonna do 5% of it always. That's part of us being a human being. But the majority, right? The 95% of that. Can we just make it so you accept yourself and love yourself and you're going after your goals unimpeded? You're able to make tons of money. You're able to travel. You're able to have great sex with people, have great relationships, or just be married, whatever the hell you're into. But from a place of you have all the power, you're free to be yourself, free of fear, free of anxiety, free of anger, free of depression. It doesn't fucking faze you. You're in control. Eventually, one of these videos will get you. Eventually. I'll keep making them every single fucking day. Every day. For years. Can you imagine 5 years from now? One of these videos? Can you imagine? 5 more years of like speaking and recording and like hammering on points and more books and all that compounded and more happiness, right? Because everybody, every day that goes by, I'm a little bit more happier, a little bit more accepting of myself. It just compounds. Self-help is fucking dead. The book, these aren't going to change your life, okay? Might have great information that might help you. They're not going to change your fucking life until you change your energy. We have a saying at our company, nothing changes until energy moves. That energy includes the traumatic experiences you've gone through, something you did, something you didn't do, you feel guilty, ashamed about. You know, maybe you're raped, maybe you're bullied, maybe you're molested. I throw these ones out, they're dramatic, but I want to trigger you. Like, do you have some of that? Do you have a piece of that? That's still in you. You got to get that out because it's poison. It's like broken glass, like rubbed in your cut. Like, we got to take out the splinters, otherwise it'll keep irritating your skin and hurting you and causing you pain. It's poison. We have to get that poison out. Doesn't matter if you read 1,000 books. How many books is enough? How many? How many books do you need? How many? I read books now from a place of... Let me get a different perspective here. Let me see if I can think about something differently. But it's like once in a while eating ice cream. Like that's how I look at it. It's just like a bonus. Like it's not what's important. What's important is I'm in control of Dante in the morning and throughout my entire day. So when I see someone I'm attracted to, I can go up and talk to that person. So when I see something or I need to do something to help the company move forward, I can do that. Today I have to do a live stream. I will do the fucking live stream. I am in control. We don't go to depression. We don't fucking go there. We don't go to resentment, to guilt, to what did this person do? Why didn't they do that? No, fuck all of that. Action in laughing. Action in laughing. Action in laughing and being grateful for our life, being in abundance, being happy, being joyful, being at peace, being loving, giving, being kind. Last month, I bought a follower's book. I'm not going to read the book, and I told him I wasn't going to read the book. But I wanted to support what he's doing because he's taking action. So I just bought it. This month, I bought another follower's book. I'll read that one because it's about trauma and stuff. And I'm like, and I kind of want her as a guest because I think she's pretty cool. I'll just give money to people, give money to homeless people. I'm giving. So another great way, right? So two big takeaways you can take and apply to your life. It's very practical. Number one, when you wake up in the morning, focus on something you're grateful for. Please, God, do this. Otherwise, your day will probably be fucked. Focus on something you're grateful for. It could be your life. Could be your breathing, could be the sun, could be small, could be big, whatever is easiest for you to focus on. For most people, it's like a haze of like, and it's hard for them to focus. It's like you have like 5 seconds. I'm serious. I swear to God, you have like 5 seconds before the thoughts come in. So in that 5 second window, it's probably even three, it's probably shorter, like 3 seconds. In those 3 seconds, pick something you're grateful for. Sit up in your bed, clap your fucking hands and say, I am grateful for this. If you can't do this, you're gonna have a lot of pain. That's all. Yeah, I can promise you, you will have pain. If you can do this, you're on the right path toward reclaiming your personal power and reclaiming who you are, claiming your identity and healing and starting down a path that will give you so many amazing results. It'll blow your fucking mind. Okay? 3 seconds in the morning, right? In the morning, I'm in my bed. Ignore the big teddy bear. I don't have problems. That's my just random teddy bear. I didn't put that there. You're sitting in the bed. You wake up in the morning. Immediately sit up, clap your hands. I am grateful for X thing. Feel the gratitude. Okay? We're planting seeds here. You don't have the training, you don't have the platform, you're at a disadvantage. However, this is free. So your advantage here is you don't have to pay any money to get this information. So use the information. Jesus, can this like just sit still? So use the information, okay? Gratitude is huge. It's a high state of high vibrational energy. If you can focus on what you're grateful for, you'll feel amazing. It's crazy, I know. It's crazy because it's so hard to connect to that when you're in so much pain. I get that, because I was like that way for many, many years. I understand. I feel your pain. Let me scoot over this way, kind of camera, a little messed up a little bit. First thing, second thing. I forgot the second thing. So the first thing, make sure you focus on something you're grateful for in the morning. I had a really great point, and it just evaporated. I don't know what the second thing was. I'm very, very disappointed right now. Okay, well, I'll give you something else instead then. So, your breath moves energy. Your breath, I'll say it again, moves energy. It's a powerful tool. It's something that you have for free. We are not taught this information. Could it be to suppress us as a population and make us weak so we can be enslaved as a whole? Maybe. That's kind of crazy, though. Is it? I don't know. I'm reading a book about it, so maybe that's... I'm not sure. I have to just leave you to your own devices to figure that out. But why we wouldn't be taught this information is kind of crazy. Is it just because of ignorance? We don't know this. And select people like Glenn, who I'm working for and is my energy coach, knows? I don't fucking know. I do know it works. So, when you are in the morning, you wake up, boom, huge. Number one, first thing you do, I'm gonna give you a little basic platform. This is like a sliver of what we actually give you, but it's effective. Number one, wake up in the morning. I'm grateful to be alive. I'm grateful to have fucking Crocs. I'm grateful to have the sun. Whatever. Then, I want you to just tune into how you're feeling. I do this every morning. Tune into how you're feeling. This is what's called a body scan. Start from the top of your head, move down. Get a sense of what you're feeling. What are you feeling? Now, you can't be in more than one state at one time. This is a very, 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 very powerful piece of information I just gave you. You can't be in two states at one time. You can only be in one state at one time. What does that mean? What does state mean? An emotion. Angry. Irritated. Stressed. Worried. You can only be in one of those at one time. You can shift, but you can only be in one at one time. So when you wake up in the morning, after you say, I'm grateful for the sun, I want you to tune in how you're feeling. Give yourself a number. 0 being, I feel amazing. 10 being, I feel like complete crap. My life is about to just turn into a gigantic shit show. I woke up this morning with about a 5. Did my platform. I was like at a 1. Granted, I just quit smoking. There's a lot of factors there. I'm still healing and stuff. But 1 is much, 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 much better than 5. So give yourself a number. What feeling are you feeling in your body? Is your stomach tight? Are your shoulders tight? Is it a lot of pressure up here? These are you know, usual ones, right? Are you stuck up here? Are you just focused on like what's in front of you? Tune into that feeling. Take a breath. Make it slow. Breathe low. Hold it. Tune into that state of irritation, stress, depression, heartbreak. Breathe it out. Do that 7 times. I'm not joking. Do it 7 times. Clear the energy out. Bring the good energy in. The breath moves the energy. You're getting calm. You're getting present to the moment. You're getting back to being grounded in who you are. In Amy, in Sally, in Dante. You're getting grounded in who you are and you're clearing out the stress. So your baseline goes to calm. Everything's good. We're cool. Now, from a hippy-dippy standpoint, I mean, we're calm, so now we can carry this energy throughout our day to just laugh and be in a good mood. Don't you have better days when you're in a good mood? Isn't life a little bit better? Yeah, it's a huge difference. So when we're in a good mood, we work harder. We get more things done. We're much better to be around. We're able to think about other people rather than ourselves, right? Most people don't have the bandwidth. Take a toxic person. They are completely toxic. They don't know they're toxic. They are not even aware of the consequences and destructive behavior and the impact it's having on their loved ones and friends and people they come in contact with because they're in so much pain. They're so focused on me, 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 me. And because they're in an energetic deficit, they're holding on to this pain, they need stuff. They need to take from people. Take emotionally, financially, any way they can. They have to use external, like cigarettes, alcohol, drugs, to give them artificial energy, artificial pleasure so they can feel good for a little while, but then sink back into their fucking hellish pit of existence of misery. So we want to get away from that. When you do this, when your cup is filled, you're happy. You can then fill up other people's cup by telling jokes, right? Giving them good energy. Being loving. How's your day going? How are you doing? When you're in pain, you don't even think to ask that. Or when you're like, let's say, underslept, you can't even think to ask that. Someone asks you, how are you doing? You're like, good. You're not going to go, really good. How are you doing? That's me majority of the day. I'm like, thank you, bro. How you doing? Let's talk about you for a second. How's your life? Because I'm good. I'm all right. Or I understand I'm healing. I'm patient. I choose to be in a good mood. Happiness is a decision. 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 It's you deciding. This moment, right now, I'm happy. I'm in control. This energy is my bitch. I'm not going to be stressed. Being stressed out doesn't do anything for me. It just makes my life worse. It doesn't help me figure out a solution to something. No, I can be inspired to figure out a solution. That's more effective. But I choose to be happy. Are you going to choose to be happy? Does the silence bother you? Can you hold the stillness? Can you hold the quiet? Can you hold this silence? What's nipping at your heels right now? Right? What's bothering you? What are you suppressing? What are you hiding? These are big questions that should be answered and asked every day. What happens if we don't ask them? Well, we stop being in control. We're now possessed by anxiety, by fear. Our life is a living hell. I mean, doesn't it suck to be worrying about stuff? It sucks. It sucks so much. We can't enjoy the fucking moment. It sucks. Like, it just sucks. It doesn't help us. There's a counter argument, maybe, right? If you're stressed and worried about something, it makes you take action, right? You're like, oh, I gotta handle this. It forces you to handle that. But why do you need to be forced in the first place to handle your fucking life? Why aren't you naturally inspired to do so? Because you love your life. You ever think about like work ethic? Like, I gotta go to work. I gotta force it. I gotta hustle. Why don't you naturally be pulled toward that? Why do you have to force yourself? Because what is that implying when you have to force yourself to do something? You're not that, you don't do that already. You're not that person already. You're a piece of shit. You are lazy. Your self-image is fucking garbage. That's not you. You're amazing. You're awesome. You're fucking legendary. You're legend. Someone put that voice in your fucking head, that poison in you. Could be your parents, teacher, some asshole fucking raped you. Like, whatever the situation, whatever pain you got. I got pain. It's very real to me. You got your own pain. And I don't fuck with your pain. You don't fuck with my pain. I'm not judging you. Like, I get it. It's painful to you. It's very real to you. My shit's very real to me. But someone gave us this. We didn't come out the womb like that. We were very free and playful, happy little fucking children. And then along this way of this crazy world, we got a bunch of pain burned into us. We have to get that pain out or it will corrode and destroy our life. So that's the ending of this live stream. I gotta get back to work and replying to people and expanding this movement to create global human emotional suffering. God, that would be terrible. Freedom from emotional suffering. So thank you guys for watching this. It does suck, Marilyn. I completely agree with you. For watching this live stream, thank you so much. If you sense the anger, the irritation, the passion, it's because this means so much to me. And it's plagued my life for so long. And I want people to be rid of this emotional suffering. It's the worst. Joe! I think you left, bro. I understand. It is, it's Wednesday. We all got jobs and stuff. I recognize that. Laura, what's going on? Amy, thank you guys for hopping on. Sally, thank you, thank you, thank you. Mahi, hope I said that correctly. You messaged me immediately if I said that wrong. Mary, thank you. You are in Kenya. Mark Castillo, like The Departed. Castillo, it's a good movie. Miguel, what's going on? Axel, my friend, how you doing? Been resisting full growth, but it's changing. I love it, Christy. Thank you so much. Thank you for sharing that. It's huge. Most people are in constant states of resisting. Look, it's about progress, not perfection, right? Like, a lot of the stuff I'm talking about in these videos, it's kind of to get you to that point where you're ready to change. You fucking flip, you take action, you buy the product. Then I understand, like, you're gonna win. Like, as soon as you go through the product, you're gonna win. Like, you're on the path, you're a winner. But I have to get you there. There's fear, there's all, you know, financial, there's so much shit holding you back. Like clawed into you, dragging you backwards. I have to get you there, and then you're taken care of for the rest of the time. So, but once you have the program, right, you're in a state of progress, not perfection. And you should always be in a state of progress, not perfection. I'm not judging myself for like, okay, was I like overly passionate in this video? Was I like super angry in this video? Did I not say the right things? Could I have done it better? Like, I'm not saying that. Maybe from a standpoint of like, what could I improve in the next video? Sure, but I'm not self-attacking. Like, I'm not judging myself, like I'm good. So yes, that is changing. Don't resist full growth. I'm so glad that you have been, but you are now in a better place. That's cool. Bob, no, not Bobby, Robbie. What's going on, brother? Marilyn, I've been in a really good mood today. Really, that's good. That makes me very happy. Christy, give you a wave. Auntie, give you a wave. Hope you're having a great day, Auntie. That's who I live with, guys. Julie, what's going on? Marilyn, good to see you. Jamie, what's happening? Yashwant Patel. Again, message me if I screw that up and just reprimand me so I can get the pronunciation correctly. Whew! Lots of good stuff. Covered a lot of topics. Social conditioning, anxiety, energies, ways to improve your day. It's hard, right? It's hard. It's like so many factors are in this, like my ability to public speak, your level of resisting this information, the stuff that's already been put into you, the beliefs, the social conditioning. Like, there's a lot we're fighting against to help people free themselves. It's not like we say, hey, we have freedom from emotional suffering. Just do this. And they're like, okay, sweet, sign me up. No, maybe one out of a billion fucking people do that. But the most people, they're living in fear. They have problems. They're stressed the fuck out. And we understand. So I will continue making live streams and uploading them everywhere and improving my ability, honing my craft with the intent to help you achieve emotional freedom from suffering. I love you. Thank you so much for watching this live stream. You're amazing. I love you. Happy Wednesday. And I'll see you in the next one. I sincerely hope you got a ton of value from this episode. If you didn't, then you just send me some coal for Christmas. But I hope you did. I hope you did. That was my intent. Hope you get a ton of value. I hope you had some realizations, epiphanies, and you just got value, okay? Like, your life is at least 1% better for having listened to this episode, and it wasn't a waste of time. I sincerely wish the most amount of happiness and success for you. Glenn and I at energyawarenesstraining.com, big plug there, energyawarenesstraining.com, we want to end global emotional human suffering. We have a product that teaches you how to heal your past pain and trauma. Put yourself in a state of happiness every single day and massive action, right? Not happiness sitting in a cave, unless you want that, unless that actually makes you happy, but massive action combined with happiness, using happiness as a foundation, a platform to then take a disgustingly awesome level of action to get the things you want in your life, to live your dreams. But coming from a place of inspiration, not desperation, having to fight through it to make it happen. So with that being said, if you're ready to change your life, go to energyawarenesstraining.com. But besides that, enjoy the free content, free videos, free posts. I love you guys. Thank you for rocking with me on this episode. You mean the world to me. I want you to just be successful and happy and just get everything you want. So keep listening. Keep engaging. I'm here for you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.